Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And unlike his former teammate, Dustin Fox, who couldn't make it to work today, Ben Lieber is with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Ben, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Well, first of all, two things.
Yes.
I mean, let's get something clear here. Your partner in crime there.
Yes.
Adam is got to be the softest coworker you've ever worked with. I mean, come on. Has he got like a little sniffles or did he get like mauled by a bobcat or something?
Well, you know what the funniest thing is? He was setting this up all day yesterday
all
and then
day
last night.
Ben. For 2 days, really, he's been like, my throat's going. It's all, you know. I think he was just scared that you were going to tell some bad stories about him.
I know. Like, listen, I've been on here before. I'll take care of him. You know, I'll exaggerate stories on the positive end. You know, for all of his former teammates.
That's right.
Oh, and the second thing, I didn't hear you say. So Bryce signed with who? The Dodgers?
Oh, sorry, the Phillies.
Oh, the what?
Yes, the Phillies. Back with the Phillies, 13-330.
Whoa. That's insane.
That's crazy.
It's like Cleveland radio money.
Close. I get paid a little more than that per year, but, you know, it's neck and neck. right in line. Right in line with that. I mean, can you imagine $330 million? That's...
No. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Jeez.
What would it, like, Ben, what would the top quarterbacks or the top 10 players in the NBA get, you know, in terms if there were no salary caps in those leagues?
Oh, jeez. I mean, God, I wouldn't even know where to begin.
Yeah.
They'd be astronomical. I mean, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, you think about $300 plus million contract. You said, no way.
Right.
In any league, like no, not one player is ever going to give you that much money in return. I'd like to see the numbers after this 13 years to see how much money they actually can attribute to him being on the baseball
team. I know. What's amazing is he's not even like he's a really good player and has had some great years, but there's 10 players in baseball better than Bryce Harper.
Well, you know he's entertaining. I mean that's the one thing.
No doubt.
You know, he's going to give you that juice all the time.
Yes.
And so even if he goes 0-for-4, it's going to be something to watch.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
I think that's part of it. You know, entertainment value there's value to that, certainly. And guys,
agreed.
Some guys can pull it off more than others. But, you know, I think in this day and age, guys are certainly they're seeing some sort of value in social media. They're seeing a value in just people wanting to come to the ballpark or the field or the court or arena just to see that person and all their outlandish behavior, whether or not they are actually productive or not.
We're talking with Ben Lieber, former NFL linebacker, college football analyst with Fox and KFAN Radio in Minnesota. Ben, let's switch it up and talk some football here. And first of all, take us through the process. I know it's been a while now, but you, third-round pick, 2002. Take us back to your process of going through the combine and meeting with teams. And what was, I guess, maybe the thing you didn't expect from that process that you learned was part of it?
You know, I did not expect it to be so intense. Like, I knew it was going to be intense, but you don't know the level of intensity until you're actually in it. And so you're anxious and nervous all the time. And so from the time that you wake up, which is fairly early in the morning, probably like 6 a.m., you start your day and you start going through all the, you know, depending on what they have laid out for you, you know, for your position group, it might be, you know, you might do the bench press, which I just left the area they're doing the bench press,
yeah.
You know, and then you might wait around for 3 hours and then they might go into the medical evaluation part. And depending on, you know, how broken your body is or how many things they have to go through, that's like a 6 hour process for the whole group. And for me, I didn't have a lot of injuries. So I was just like in the waiting room, I'd done all my evaluations. I'm just kind of like twiddling my thumbs and then like, hey, guess what? Now you guys are going to run the 40. I'm like, I just sat around for 8 hours. You guys want to go run a 40?
Yeah.
So it was a lot of kind of a lot of waiting around, but then you never knew what was going to happen next sort of thing. And in every moment that anybody ever talked to you, you felt like you had to be on. So So it was pretty intense from that aspect. And then every night was interviews, and you're taking tests for the New York Giants. They've got 300 questions where they're asking you psychologically, you know, where your head's at. You know, hey, you know, do you like rainbows? Do you love your mom and dad? You ever thought about killing your mom and dad?
Wow.
Do you like cats? You know, it's like stuff like that. You know, so it was really bizarre.
When you're at the bench press, you just mentioned you were at the bench press. I know somebody just did, I think, like 39 reps. But when you're is there pressure? Like, because if you're the guy, if you're the one linebacker that does the least amount of reps, I would imagine that's embarrassing. Like, how much pressure is there on the bench press specific? Like, if you don't run a great time, yeah, okay, well, maybe that's not that big. But if you do the least amount of reps, I would think that would be pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, I think it's all position specific. Like,
yeah.
If you're a defensive back or if you're a receiver, like, I don't think they really get that nervous about the
right,
bench
sure.
press. You know, but for a linebacker, like, you know, having upper body strength was a big part of it. And I was never, like, still not a very strong guy. And so I never was a bencher. I mean, I couldn't even bench 300 pounds coming out of high school. And that was a big deal at Kansas State. They're like, my linebacker coach is like, every one of my recruits has to bench at least 300 pounds. So I was frantically, you know, the last few months of my senior year, just benching. Like, I was just the biggest meathead, you know, I'm benching all the time, doing pushups. And, you know, I had to go into college benching 300 pounds. And so for me, I had to just put up a respectable number. I knew I wasn't going to put up 39 or whatever. So I think I did 20, which, I mean, there's a few guys on the offensive line that only did like 20 or 21. So I'm like, and that's
good.
Even today. So I felt like it was okay.
We're talking with former NFL player, linebacker Ben Lieber, now Fox College football analyst with KFAN in Minnesota. You know, Ben, one guy that's been mentioned lately as a possibility for the Browns at 17 is Devin White, the linebacker from LSU. A lot of people seem to think he's the best linebacker in this draft. When you see him, how does he remind you of anybody? And how good do you think he is?
I think he's really good. You know, the way he plays, he's so physical. Very instinctful. The one thing that I think is hard to teach that it seems like he just naturally has is fighting through traffic. You know, finding your way through traffic, staying on your feet through that traffic, and taking a good angle to the ball carrier. You know, some guys can figure it out and some guys don't. And some guys can kind of weave their way through, but they kind of lose a little bit of speed. This dude, man, once he diagnoses, he is 100 miles an hour. He might take a 45-degree angle, go in between a couple bodies, and all of a sudden, in a blink of an eye, he's making contact and driving through the ball carrier. So I think he's a phenomenal player. I think he has the potential to be a Pro Bowler next year as a rookie in the right situation. So, yeah, if that's who you guys are eyeing, I think you guys got, to an already good defense, you guys are going to have one hell of a linebacker.
Yeah, you know, there's been a lot of talk here about the Browns maybe moving on from Jamie Collins. I mean, he's the sixth highest paid linebacker in the NFL right now, and you're going to be the sixth highest paid linebacker in the NFL. You better be, like, you look at the top five guys at the position. You know, it's Von Miller, it's guys, it's Khalil Mack, it's guys playing the position at an elite level,
yep.
And Jamie Collins is not doing that. What do you think of Jamie Collins?
You know, I agree. I think he's when you talk about those type of guys that you mentioned, they're all twitchy. You know, they're twitchy. You know, Von Miller plays with some of the best body angles I've ever seen. You know, his flexibility is off the charts. And he's not a very big guy. If you ever met the guy in person, you'd be like, this is Von Miller. Like, he's not a physically imposing guy. But he plays with such great technique. You know, he can dip that shoulder and get about 3 inches off the ground. And, you know, he doesn't allow anybody to get a surface to actually punch to get him off the quarterback. You know, you look at Jamie, you know, I think he doesn't do that. You know, I think he can be stout, he can be strong, but as far as getting to the quarterback and commanding that sort of salary, he doesn't have that burst and that twitch anymore, and that's just kind of what happens as you get older.
Ben, you know, the linebacker position in linebacker used to be, like, when I was a kid, you're a little younger than I am, but linebacker was the position, it felt like. And now it's almost been devalued. I don't know if it's because, I don't know, for whatever reason, maybe because there's so much passing, I guess, is a part of it. Does it bother you when people talk about that? The devaluing of the linebacker position to some degree?
You know, a little bit, but I also understand where the game is going. The game's always evolving, and I do think that there's going to be a little bit of a bounce back, you know, in everything. You know, it's the pendulum's going to swing back and forth, and we're seeing a lot more wide-open offense. But, you know, the thing that I like that the New England Patriots did at the end of the season was incorporating more fullback and going a little bit more 21 personnel and going downhill and attacking these guys. And all of a sudden they start having success in the run game, and it helps out their passing game. And I do think that there are going to be more and more teams starting to incorporate H-backs and fullbacks because they know that everybody's been going nickel and everybody's getting lighter, and these college linebackers don't even know how to get off a block. They don't even know how to take on a block, especially from a fullback or an H-back. So now you're starting to see some teams go back to the downhill power run game, pulling offensive linemen. So I'm hoping that the trend will eventually swing back, that you're going to find, you know, these kind of tougher linebackers that know how to play downhill. But for now, you're going to be looking at the hybrid guy. You know, you're going to be looking at maybe two linebackers on the field at all times. You're kind of in a big nickel situation or even small nickel situation, and just trying not to get out mismatched on offense and finding a linebacker that's, you know, consistently on a number three receiver or an athletic tight end.
Ben, today, Kyler Murray measured at just over 5'10", a half inch shorter than Russell Wilson. Yeah. Obviously, he had a magnificent year at Oklahoma, and probably the fact that Baker Mayfield had such a great rookie season with the Browns helps him. But what do you see? Do you see a guy who's going to be a franchise quarterback, or do you have concerns about him?
You know, I didn't have concerns about him. I did not worry about the height, because I do understand that the game is changing a little bit. And I think in the right system, he can be very, very successful, whether he's 5'9 or 5'10". So that didn't really bother me. But what I have heard at the combine from a couple of people on the inside that know a lot more than I do, that he's not interviewing well. And the word on the street is he's coming off as a me guy, and he's coming off as a little selfish. He's coming off as a little bit of a diva, and I think that's starting to rub some teams the wrong way. And so now you're really going to have to find the right fit for the coach that can maybe rein in his drama and his ego, and he's got to fit in the right system. So you're starting to really pare down the perfect fit for him, which is going to get dicey when you got all of those measurables kind of against you. So no doubt he's going to run real fast. No doubt that his tape's going to show that he can sit in the pocket. You know, he's developed a lot as a quarterback as far as anticipation, understanding defenses. Lincoln Riley's done a phenomenal job at Oklahoma just preparing these guys to be quarterbacks. So I think people are going to be blown away by his football acumen. Now it seems like the red flag is, can you get past the attitude?
That's an important thing, no doubt. Last thing, Ben, on Baker. I know you like Baker, and he had a tremendous rookie season, and everybody here is convinced he's a short thing. He's going to be a top 10 quarterback, maybe top 5 someday. But there have been quarterbacks that have been good as rookies and gone backwards. It certainly happens. Are you convinced that Baker Mayfield is going to be the quarterback for a long time for the Browns?
Yeah, I hope he doesn't prove me wrong. You know, I think I've been a big fan of his since calling his a couple college games. And, you know, I just think that he has it. I mean, every coach and team is looking for it. And I think he has it. I think Will Greer in this draft has a little bit of that it factor. You know, you can probably poke some holes into his stature and arm strength and stuff like that. But the thing that blows me away about Baker is he anticipates throws. He's not afraid to throw into tight windows. He's not afraid to take risks. And that's a big thing for guys that are jumping from college in the NFL is, as you guys know, the windows get tighter, and you have to have a quarterback that's willing to just to sling it and to throw it and trust himself. And this guy trusts himself more than anybody. So, yeah, he's certainly not going to win every game each weekend just on attitude and grit and confidence. He's going to have a complimentary team around him. But I think he's got all the makings to be a franchise guy for a long time.
Ben, appreciate the time, man. Well, tell Dustin you are ripping him because he deserved it.
Yeah, I mean, I hope you get your co-host back one of these days. You know, hopefully
eventually.
Back.
Yeah, thanks, Ben. Appreciate it, Ben. Adam. All right, Ben Lieber, good to chat with him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.